the committee was tasked with establishing state involvement with the Magdalen laundries. And that has been proven. This is without question. That has been proven. So, but what the Taoiseach has done is he has gone and in the Dáil on the day of the publication of the report, read out a series of statistics that frankly felt like it was almost a minimization of what happened. And to get up there and not apologize after we all know about the torture that these women and girls went through and continue to go through without an apology is just horrendous.
Why do you think he's stopped short of issuing apology?
Well, usually it comes down to money, and it probably does come down to money. But in this particular instance, there are so few women. If this report has shown one thing, it's shown that is that you know, there were only 10,000 between 1922 and 1996, that probably less than 1,000 are alive. It's no skin off his nose to put this right now. But the problem is that we have this floodgates situation, and this is really what they're afraid of, because the mother and baby homes, the psychiatric institutions, the fear is that they are going to come forward. But that's not a good enough reason to deny Magdalen survivors or survivors of other institutions what is due to them. Women in Magdalen laundries worked for no pay. They were locked up against their will, and survivor testimony is absolutely consistent about this. They said the doors were locked, the windows were locked, there were bars. They were brought back by the police when they escaped. They are not owning up to their past.
So you're saying that similar conditions were also operating in psychiatric institutions as well?
Well, the late Mary Raftery, you know, who also did an awful lot of work in the area of the Magdalen laundries. She was a journalist here in Ireland. One of the last things she did before she died was a documentary on the psychiatric institutions and how we treated people in those institutions. And many of us were aware of that there were issues over the years. And yes, these issues are the next ones to come along the line. And I know from my other hat is in adoption activism. And I know from natural mothers coming to me that many of them actually think that they were in Magdalen laundries. They mistakenly think they were in laundries because the treatment of them in mother and baby homes was so, so bad. A book by June Goulding, who was a midwife down in Bessborough in Cork, in a mother and baby home there, describes the girls down on their hands and knees with scissors having to cut a lawn as punishment.
But I mean, why were these conditions so horrific in Ireland throughout these institutions?
The Ireland of that time was very much in the grip of the Catholic Church. And the point is, though, that the state let it happen.
So should compensation then come from the state or the church?
Wherever the state gets the money is the state's business, but it is the state's responsibility to recompense these women. It is the state's responsibility to put that in place. Because if the Catholic Church doesn't want to talk to organisations advocating for survivors, which they have refused to do, the orders have all refused, if that door closes, you have absolutely no way forward from that. You cannot break down a closed door into an organisation like the Catholic Church. However, there are mechanisms with which to engage with the state, because it is our right as citizens to engage with the state, and it is therefore the state's responsibility as guardians of the people to enforce the law, to say, no, this cannot happen in our country. We have a horrible history in how we deal with our most vulnerable citizens here. And until we fully own up to that, really and truly say, no, this was wrong, and not worry about, oh, what about the next group coming along? Let's just get it out on the table. Let's own this now and put it to bed once and for all and give these elderly women some peace for the rest of their lives.
What sort of stigma is attached to these women?
A huge stigma. The women that are in contact with us are utterly terrified of the media. They're terrified of being found out that this is where they were. Many of them, their families don't know. Their husbands may not know. They're just, and Enda Kenny, by failing to apologise, is prolonging that stigma. He thinks that a stigma is gone because the report said that the image of the fallen woman and the prostitute is now obliterated, which is fantastic and which is something that we have known for a long, long time, having talked to these women. But he has prolonged that stigma. He has prolonged suffering needlessly, absolutely needlessly. This is a very special Irish kind of torture, because it was after 1922 that things started to get worse. And in the UK, the practices were long since disbanded, while they continued in Ireland, because the post-1922, when the Irish state was formed, the tendency was to rely on the church to provide social services. Of course, in the case of the Magdalen Laundries, the Irish state continuously tried to dodge that bullet and denied constantly, until we fought to bring that to the table, that the state was complicit. This report has proven that the state was complicit. What we have always known. We do have question marks about some of the findings, but we need time to forensically go through the report and really pick out that and we will be back to that. But for now, these women don't have time to wait for us to do that. We know there were human rights abuses in these laundries, and it's time to apologise now.